Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth Sandbiston on The Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back at WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Things are a lot of folks around this morning. We've got our resident race car driver and his wife. Oh, Rufus, that is you. You're getting quite a collection of.
Our dear race car.
You needed a Christmas. Well,
I've been looking for something Christmassy.
Well, you got it. Let me hold still there, sir, and let me take your photo for posterity. There, all right, that's good. And we'll put that on Facebook. That's just extraordinary, Rufus. Can you see through them?
I can see absolutely 2020. Hey, darling.
Yeah, don't get hooked up in your lights and stuff. Oh, well. Set. Rufus, what do you think of this?
Oh, God.
I mean, what can I say?
Well, it just fits your sweater, too.
Yeah. Was it Clash?
No, it's very complimentary.
Oh, good. Well, you know, it's showbiz, y'all. I'm sorry.
You know, though, if you would have done them the other way, we could have had Rufus the red-nosed reindeer.
All right, let's bail out and take a call here. Richard is with us. Good morning, Richard. You're on WPTF.
Just wanted to pass on a little story that.
Well, Richard, you came out here. Why didn't you tell us the story then?
Well, I didn't want to be rude and interrupt anybody.
No, you wouldn't be rude. You're among friends. What's the story?
Well, a few weeks ago, I'd taken some Indian visitors. I was escorting them to Fort Macon. And that's one of the things that we do at the SEMA Service Center Ministry is we take them to the store, take them sightseeing, and don't charge them. So the crew was primarily Indian, and at Fort Macon, they started to get into some horseplay. Well, their horseplay consisted of stripping berries from the yaw ponds and trying to get them entangled in each other's beards. And with the Sikhs, their beard is very practically sacred to them.
Right.
So that was trip to Fort Macon suddenly became foraging when one of them starts to eat the berries. And I had to say, no, don't do that. They're poisonous. The genus is, the species is Vomitarius.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so then later I take them on a nature trail, and we passed some bay trees, and there were some berries on them. And then they start eating the bayberries. Now, God. Hopefully there's nothing wrong with them. There'll be an international incident.
So I guess where they're from, they have more access to, I guess that's commonplace, to eat berries off of things and knowing that they're good for you, or so you can do more foraging there than you can. You got to be careful in most places.
Exactly. Well, yeah. When you're surrounded by steel and water, going on a nature trail is extra important to them.
Absolutely. How about that? Are you working with Fort Macon now?
Not Fort Macon, but the SEMA Service Center.
Okay. How about that?
It's a ministry, and we have several pastors working with us now, and actually have a little chapel there at the fort. And
nice.
Look at the state fort. There's a water tower, and we're the building under the water tower. We have a small chapel, and we have a 15-passenger van that we take them to the store with.
Uh-huh. Well, how about that? Well, we appreciate you coming by this morning, and thank you so much for the goodies. Thanks for the book.
Oh, absolutely.
We appreciate everything.
Richard is a fine gentleman.
One of our longtime listeners, certainly. Phil, why are you not wearing those glasses?
Well,
I put mine on.
I'm going to in just a minute. I wanted to show.
Hey, Richard, I'm sorry you aren't out here. We got tell us what you're holding there.
Well, I wanted to show y'all. I mean, when I looked at this and thought it possibly
now
could
you
be
held
that.
A wrapper. Of sausage
up.
Biscuit all
right,
wadded up into
right.
a ball.
And somebody did a really good job of
that
wadding
that
up.
That was Tom Campbell.
So this is, Lordy, I just lost it.
Praying Mantis.
Yeah.
Praying Mantis.
Praying Mantis sack.
Yeah.
And these shake out of the trees when we're shaking the Christmas trees on the
uh-huh.
shaker. And they even have, this one's pretty cool because it's even got little needles from the tree. They're just
literally. When will the praying mantis come out of there, Phil?
They'll come out. Well,
if they're in your house, they'll come out real quickly because
yeah,
it's warm.
Yeah. No, what we'll do, I'll do it because they would die if they came out now. So what I'll do is I'll have this outside under the under the desk, that green
right,
desk.
Right.
And then sometime in the summer, all of a sudden, you'll go out there, and they'll be everywhere, all over everything, and you have to try not to step on them or squash them.
That's right.
So it's pretty cool. We've already found four of these, actually.
Wow. How about that?
Rufus, you got some new glasses, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We've been discussing that.
Oh, yeah.
And I did, too, but Phil, you need to
might have got some strings on them. I'm not
my
sure.
My dear friend Lisa.
Yeah.
Her race car driver husband supplied
Teresa over there?
Or no, not Teresa.
That's Lisa.
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 Because we got race car drivers. We got over here too.
Oh, you got two?
Y'all, I know y'all, we got, need, y'all know these yeah, folks.
Do y'all know each one other? You're a race car
you
man.
Got a lot of you got a lot of things in
some muscle over there, some muscle cars.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there was a 442 somewhere that where is that thing now? Y'all don't own it anymore, do you? You got rid
sold
of
it. Whew.
I tell you, that was an exhilarating day.
Don't.
That brought back memories of riding with my father.
Shane?
Yeah, what do you think, Shane? I think you should do that all the wear those all the time. You know?
I like them.
Yeah, I think they're.
Real quick.
Are you on? It's on.
Yeah,
that's going out on the website. I still know the password, so everybody stays.
Well, it should. It should.
And if my dad's listening, hey, Bill.
Yeah. That's right. Bill.
Anybody else? Should we leave anybody in your family out today?
Yeah.
So, I want to make sure.
So we hope Bill's doing good. I wish he could have been down here to be with Bobby
so,
Etheridge, but anyway.
Be sure and wherever you buy a Christmas tree, I hope it will be here. But Phil and her group go painstakingly to make sure.
Right.
Almost overboard just to make sure that it's the proper tree, that it's set up right, doesn't have any, you know, they take care of it, they have it in water, and there are no bug sacks.
That's right. There's no bug
sacks. No praying mantis. So, I mean, you better check your tree if
but
you
I wouldn't
get it
want
here.
Them. I would want some praying mantis.
You would want? You yeah. would want
praying mantis out in the garden. Yeah.
Praying mantis are great.
But you know,
but
you're going to put them in the house. You're going to put
well,
the tree
no,
in the
I
house.
Would find it. I would okay. like to find
well,
one.
Well, that's what I was yeah. I was saying is check your tree.
Yeah.
Because it can bring more than joy to you. It can scare you.
I can't see with these.
Can't see with them all
I think,
four of them.
I think they're a prescription.
I think they are, too.
They improve my sight.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Phil, I don't
they improve
think.
Your looks, too.
I showed everybody this thing off the air. I'll have to find it now, of Rufus. The AI system on Facebook did this. Where is it? Oh, there it is. And it took, and you may remember this, I think you may have been with us at the Reeves Farm a few
yep.
years ago, sitting out on the back porch, Rufus, with his cigar.
Yep.
What you have not seen is what Facebook AI did to him.
King Rufus.
Is that apropos or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I sent it to you, Commissioner.
That's
so
great.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
We need to have that picture hanging under the Rufus.
I think it ought to be hanging right behind your desk in your office. Is that that photo?
Well, we're going to fix something up on that. Sharon's going to fix something up on that.
It should be as big. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, we're running through this show like... Like nothing. I said it's 10:19 already.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. We're at Cabot Road Nursery with Christmas time. We even got Santa. Santa Claus is sitting right over here. He's being very patient. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here presently. All right, we're Joel said we're in there alive. Thank goodness for that. We're thankful for that. The older I get, so you're listening to the Weekend Gardener on WPTF, and Brother Rufus is here, and Nelson's here. We got a lot of car folks out here talking horsepower and racing and stuff. Dr. Patrick McMillan was nice enough to join us this morning, and he's going to be back on December 20th on the show with us. We'll be in the studio, and I think Andrea Lane is going to be with us from Mitchell County, Master Gardener, who was in Durham. So we'll have all mountain people except for the one down easterner, and that should be a lot of fun. But we've had a good time with the all that we have in here. We haven't talked about the amaryllis.
Oh, no. Yeah.
There are some really pretty amaryllis, the orangey red that we have here. And I don't know. Those can be put out in the yard, placed in the yard. Do you have any in the yard, Rufus, that you
have? Every year that I have them, I have at least two. And I probably have 30 or 40 amaryllis in the yard. Stick them in the yard after they've quit blooming and when it gets good weather.
They don't need a lot of care this time of year. No. So if you kill things here and there, your plants, an amaryllis bulb will. There's Sweet Melissa. And people have been really going through this.
Man, this have stuff, they gone crazy.
This stuff, Melissa. What do you think of these, Melissa? I don't know if I can get them on again.
Well, it is definitely, they're you.
You think
they're
so?
You. I think she'll wear them to church tomorrow.
Oh, well, I will.
Yeah.
Rufus has some, Phil has some, and so did you bring, she didn't have any more peanut brittle that she could bring out. She says there are a lot of crumbs in there, which
don't
are,
look at mine now. Nobody's getting mine.
Which are good. You can take the peanut brittle crumbs and put them on ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So
I like it.
If you want to do that, you can.
Thief. John just took my brittle.
I gave you a bucket full of stuff.
Sweet Melissa.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all can thank her personally.
Hey, lady.
We got, let's see what time. We got Billy coming up after the news.
Good.
Billy Howell out at the State Farmers Market. And Wayne out there sent us, he bought us lunch one time, Rufus.
Wayne certainly did.
Walls Creek Nursery and Cole's Produce, he's the man.
He bought us lunch at the barbecue place.
Stevenson.
Yeah, Stevenson's barbecue.
Yep.
Well, it was a good meal. But Wayne was out there that morning. We had been down in Johnston County doing the show and came back to Stevenson and had some Larrapin barbecue.
Institution there.
They are definitely that. So Wayne sent some stuff out here, too.
Wayne
didn't
did. He sent some chocolate-covered peanuts. Something else has got chocolate. And some kind of peanut clusters, and so Mike.
Real Christmassy,
yeah,
kind of stuff like you see down at Dorch's.
Dorch's.
Yeah.
Get some old sausage.
Big John perks up when I mention Dorch's. Sausage and all that stuff there.
Links, I love
the big link sausage.
Old sausage.
Yeah, we haven't been down there this year. This is the time of year to go. Man,
yeah.
It's crowded, but I mean it's a regular grocery store if you can. Sort of regular. It's really different, and they have a lot of the old fashioned candies. I mean, a lot of them, and they have their own meats and a lot of pimento cheese. I haven't tried the pimento cheese because I have someone who makes really good pimento cheese. So. Yeah, chitlins. Oh, well, let me stand up when we start talking about a delicacy.
Oh, Lordy.
See, they're a great member of the Chitlin Club.
They got souse meat down there, too, Rufus. You can make a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Some liver pudding, liver mush.
Mm. It's hard to warm up to liver mush. I know that we had a conversation on this show about liver mush one time, and it's very controversial.
It deteriorated.
Yeah, we... How did you come down, Rufus? Or did you grow up on liver mush? Or?
I can eat it with on light bread, heavy mayonnaise.
Not mustard?
Melsa,
I think I'd use mustard.
And tomato to mask it.
Oh, a tomato.
All right.
Dr. Patrick, do you ever had any liver mush? Or?
I got to say no.
Not even in Clemson?
Not even in Clemson.
I don't know if they...
Chopped liver, no, never liver mush, no. Hmm.
Chopped liver. Yeah. Well, it's their kin.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, no. I like chopped liver. I make some mean chopped liver.
Hmm.
Oh.
With onions.
Well, I can take a gizzard here and there, but the liver I try to avoid. Phil, are you about the same way?
Or? I like either one. I like chicken livers and gizzards.
No kidding.
Yeah. I do.
Melissa makes
a
dressing that her mother made. I don't know where she got the recipe,
uh-huh.
but that it has a little bit of liver and gizzard in it.
Yeah.
And cornbread and stuff, and it's really good.
Check out the picture over there. Look who's with Santa.
How about that?
That's great.
Oh,
all right.
Santa really great decked job. Out today.
He
is. He's got a lot of outfits. But
yeah, and
really...
a lot of kids have already come in to see him, so that's great. It's a great job.
Of all ages.
Yes, of all ages. And while we're talking, we have Sharon and her daughter Haley are in there right now, and they're setting up for a mean buffet lunch. Woo. Not like, you know, it's like a lot of really good
stuff.
Does
that mean their fights are going to break out? Or?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's going
to
be
mean. They might be fighting over the meatballs and things like that. You know how that goes.
Swedish meatballs?
Oh, yeah.
Meatballs,
right.
Apple fritter.
Oh, yeah. Homemade cookies and,
All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up. Well, not much, about a half hour, but we'll be back here from Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh. Just barely in Raleigh. All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. A lot of people getting flu and norovirus, and we were just talking
Don't
about that
it.
Off the air. So you can't do much about neurovirus except wash your hands and so forth. But flu, you can get a shot, and that might keep you out of the hospital in case you get it. But you may not get it so if you get a flu shot. You may not get it anyway, but if you got a flu shot, then you got a better chance.
Exactly.
Because it's flu, the older you get, the less you want to mess around with it. So we're at Phil Campbell's Campbell Road Nursery, and lots of people out here. It's a busy place. We're in the greenhouse with all of the poinsettias. We haven't had a chance. Phil is on steroids this morning and running all over the place. So we haven't been able to check with her about too much about this, but we'll talk to her before the show goes off. We need to go out to the State Farmers Market in Raleigh and talk to Billy Howell. Brother Billy, how are you? I hope you're having a good Christmas season, sir.
I am. I'm having a good day.
I'm glad to hear it.
Nice and cool and sitting around watching all these people come up here and look at these beautiful Christmas trees and wreaths.
Yeah, that if you want to get in the Christmas spirit, that there are so many Christmas trees out there, and you walk through that long line of Christmas trees in building number two, and the, you know, there are other places, but the fragrance, if you want that Fraser Fir fragrance, that's really the place to find it.
It is. I got in the car or in the truck the other night with my wife, and she said, "You smell like a Christmas tree." I said,
Isn't
really?
That nice?
I said, well, I've been all down there with all them trees. She said, you can smell it. I said, nice.
How about that? Well, that's good. That's good. That's a fragrance I like smelling all year. I remember not sending the Christmas tree to Raleigh's, for them to dispose of it, for the Raleigh government folks to do that. I put it out in our natural area out back up against the fence. Can't see it, but and I tell you, for months you could, if you were near that as it was kind of deteriorating and drying up, you could still smell it, and it was nice. I mean, that, just little things like that really get you in the spirit and make you remember Christmas and so forth. So what else you got out there this morning besides all of those Christmas trees, which we need to get out and buy?
Yes, so we have collards and kale and different, all types of greens and potatoes and apples. I got me a bag of Arkansas blacks this morning.
Yeah, the apples, you can eat them right out of the bag, or you can make, Melissa makes with a meal sometimes, she will put a little water and cinnamon and stuff in a cast iron pan and cuts them up and it cooks them for a while. They're so good. They just top off. That's dessert for us. We don't usually have dessert with a meal, but that having something like that's nutritious and it makes the house smell good and really adds to a meal. So yeah, get the apples. they're They're good for you.
Another thing that I ate this year was on Sweet Potato Day, they had sweet potatoes that we served that were glazed with honey, with a little cinnamon on them.
Oh.
That was good. That, you don't need
now, did you put that in the oven?
Either.
Did you,
yeah.
you put the, okay.
Yep. It's just, you know, baked pieces of sweet potato and then just glaze them with, I guess you could fry the sweet potatoes too and do the same thing.
I haven't done that. Have you ever fried a sweet potato, Rufus?
I definitely have.
No kidding.
I highly recommend it. Now, here's what I do. A little bit of olive oil, and then I dose them with honey.
That's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Good.
About the honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost blacken them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, frying pan.
Olive oil and sweet potatoes and honey, that's nutrition, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Whew.
I highly recommend it.
Oh. What would you chase that with?
7-Up.
Covington.
7-Up.
Covington sweet potato.
Covington.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato
vodka.
Well, yeah.
I know it was hard to get out, but
I'm not supposed to say that on the air. About drinking whiskey.
Well, it's not. Technically not whiskey, is it?
No.
It's potatoes.
That's for when you have a cold.
I mean, we were on the subject of potatoes. That's right. Just a little dose of elixir. That's what we're talking about. So, Billy, what you got? Anything else under the farmer's sheds this morning?
Well, like I said, we have different types of potatoes and. Just a few peppers and greens and the winter squash. And then we have, every space under there is filled with something. We have some of our craft vendors and the alpaca lady. She's here with, she raises those alpacas and then spins their wool into blankets and different. Yeah, actually, gave these things to my wife where I got from before you put them in the dryer and it takes all the fuzz off your clothes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Did she,
always make stuff here.
I've heard of using the alpacas, but the very, very similar, the llama?
Well, it's alpaca.
Wool, I guess you call it wool?
It's alpaca wool, yeah.
Oh, it's alpaca wool. Oh,
it's
okay.
Alpaca wool.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice stuff. Hold on, we'll travel up to the market shops coming up here. We're at Campbell Road Nursery for their big Christmas celebration. And we're talking to Billy Howell out at the State Farmers Market. We're all over the place here on the WPTF Weekend Garden. All right, we're back at Campbell Road Nursery with the WPTF Weekend Gardener, and Billy Howell is out at the State Farmers Market. Billy, what you got in the market shops? I know we're going to be out there next week in the market shops, and it's very Christmassy out there and smells so good year-round.
It does. The smell of that cinnamon bread cooking and the coffee from 3-2-1 and the grill. Man, that place It gets you out in festive mood, too. Go through and see all that pretty cakes and cookies and all the different meats and all the different hand towels and signs and all the different whatnot for your house.
The Rufus Edmonston endorsed hand cream.
Aloe vera. Totally.
Aloe vera.
Yeah, aloe vera.
That's why Rufus has a smooth skin.
Come on, Stan. You Stan, don't you understand me, Billy?
he's a little taken aback.
Yeah, try the aloe vera, Billy, on your skin.
I like the goat's milk and lavender.
Yeah, now that's really that sounds like something out of Chapel Hill, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, like, it's good.
It's like wine good. And brie.
Yeah. So, Billy, the Market Grill there does have something as the hallmark of hot dogs.
The
Rufus dog.
Yeah, and that is how I like my hot dog. Needs to be a Brantley. It needs ketchup, mustard, chili, onion.
Yeah.
Slaw.
Left out the slaw.
Put a little slaw on there.
Slaw on there.
Oh, my. So.
And I found my new thing that I like on hot dogs. I found this the other week, and that's that yellow bone sucking sauce that they sell inside the Market shop.
What do you use that on?
On the hot dog.
Oh, the hot dog. Okay.
In fact, you approve of that, Rufus?
I approve of that totally.
Okay. Well, what else is in there? 3-2-1 coffee.
3-2-1 coffee.
And a lot of gifts you can buy, too, for Christmas.
Yeah, I saw birdhouses, flags, all types of cookies and jam, baskets, old-fashioned soda. I heard y'all talking about Kohl's earlier.
Yes.
All those double-dipped chocolate peanuts.
Got some right here, unless somebody's eating them. I think somebody's already
eating them. Yeah,
spreading the cheer.
Yep.
Yeah. Brother Wayne out there. And you can buy jellies and all kinds of stuff. So
barbecue sauces.
Yeah. And and the restaurants, besides the Market restaurant, where you can get breakfast and you can also get the Rufus dog there and a lot of other things. There are two other great restaurants on property there. Billy?
Yes, the State Farmers Market Restaurant. That is old-fashioned big
it is. Biscuits.
Yes, molasses and honey.
I had breakfast there yesterday morning.
Did you? What'd you get? Did you
I
get
had, the
Jim Graham biscuit?
No, I got the breakfast platter with egg grits and the tender pork loin. So good. I could only eat half of it.
I like the link sausage. You put that thing, you gotta have the biscuits in there. Yep. Rufus, you like the Graham biscuit with the onion?
Well, I take it spell by spell.
and then I love to go to Kemp's, and if it would have been later in the day, but this was early.
Yeah. For seafood.
Seafood.
Yeah. The king of seafood.
Enough to feed you for 3 or 4 days. Or meals.
No problem with that, yeah. So you've got the restaurants, you got everything out there. It's a destination. Got right beside the Dick's property and Centennial Campus. That's a city in itself out there. And getting bigger, I'm sure. So go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say if you see that great big Christmas tree over at Dick's Park, it comes from Logan's right here on our property.
Logan's is another destination.
I saw where they did the tree at Wake Chapel in Fuquay, too. It was
nice.
A beautiful tree.
Yeah, big trees. Nice. It's just so much to do out there. Plan on spending a lot of time at the State Farmers Market. You can start with breakfast if you want to.
Okay.
And the Market restaurant has lunch, but you can go to Kemp's instead if you want to, or the Market Grill. It's just a lot of choices, and there are a lot of other vendors with food out there, too. So, wonderful place. And buy those Christmas trees. These farmers have worked hard to produce those trees through everything, Helleen and everything else that goes with farming. So, get out there and buy some Christmas trees from the folks at State Farmers Market, all those mountain folks that come down.
Yes, they certainly appreciate it. And, you know, when you can sit and talk to them and they can tell you some of the nightmares they went through with that hurricane.
Yes.
That they'll still feel for many, many years now to come.
So anything else we need to – we left out Supersod. I know Supersod, folks are still putting out some sod – fescue sod and pretty up the yard, and they're the people to see about that, and there are always new varieties that you can take a look at.
And Nahana,
you
can get your own breakfast at home.
That's another place you can get chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
I stand up to that.
and South Street.
I would hand over heart for Chitlins. So,
you know, our guest here today is probably worrying about this.
I'm sure he's worried about a lot of things.
We might need to talk to him, if you know what I mean.
I don't know if Patrick wants an invitation
the
to join
honor?
Well, it's an honor.
Well, it certainly is an
this
honor.
This is Choice Company, Patrick. No kidding.
Yeah.
But
and here comes Phil.
There's a lot involved. Billy, I appreciate it, buddy, and we will see you next week maybe if you're out there. I don't know.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all, and y'all come see us.
Yes, sir. Go out there and see Billy. Billy's running around, and say hello to Billy for us, too. And Miss Monica, when you see her, hardworking folks. Thank you, Billy. All right. Boy. Got Jeff from Apex. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. First thing is, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
It's entertaining and also educational. So thank you.
Well, we hope so.
I appreciate it. So I got a Japanese maple from my wife for Father's Day this year.
And nice.
It was the absolutely perfect gift. I've been wanting one for years and years. And just wouldn't pull the trigger myself, and so she took me to pick one out, and I got one that's a very, very slow grower, and I don't know if they all are, but it's a very small, very slow grower, and I dug the hole properly. I got it. I went overboard with a large hole because it's a fairly new construction house, and I know how some of the construction debris can screw up a bush or a tree. So I just went overboard and have taken really good care of it. Question for you now, it's only been, 5 months since we planted it. And I want to know, is there anything I can do or should do to protect it through the winter? Or has it already done enough establishing of its own to survive without any assistance?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. What variety, do you know what variety it is? Did it have a tag on it?
It did, and I unfortunately I don't remember right off the bat. It's maroon in color. I do know that, not green.
Is it growing upright? Is it weeping?
It kind of looks a little bit like a bonsai tree kind of shape.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Probably one of the cut leaf maples, or
yeah. Imagine weeping. Leaves are really heavily, like very heavily dissected.
Yeah.
So they like kind of very lacy leaves rather than the big palmate leaf, right?
Maples are really, really tough. So if you planted it then and with the rain and lower, it's going to be fine as long as it's the graft's not compromised. You've got it above soil level, the graft, and I think it should be in good shape.
Doc?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Japanese maple, don't have to worry about those over winter. They'll do just fine. Sounds like you've taken really good care of it. Just a good all-purpose fertilizer in the spring, just before the leaves come out, you'll be happy.
Yeah, everybody needs a variety of Japanese maples. There's so many different kinds and so much difference in the fall colors. I'm always blown away, and some of them are usually the last things to turn color and drop their leaves, and so you can have a good time with that, and they always show up well in the landscape. So it sounds like you have a nice variety there, a cut leaf variety.
You caused me to have a question. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I should not get nervous if the leaves fall off. Even though it's this young.
Are you the nervous type?
No, it's the first
leave
time
it
I've
alone.
Ever
don't worry about it. Find something else to worry about.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
He's a nervous. He's a worrier. He's a worrier.
Well, we finally got Phil back now for a small time.
Yes.
With her business.
Phil, what have you been doing?
I was over there with Sharon. Well, I was checking on Carlton, and then I was over with Sharon and Haley. They're getting all the stuff for lunch fixed up.
Tell us about lunch.
Well, lunch is whoa, meatballs.
lunch is whoa.
meatballs, hot chicken, the
buffalo chicken dip. Let's see. There's small quiche over there. There's all kinds of homemade Christmas cookies by Sharon and Haley. There's everything. There's pickles. There's olives. There's everything over there. I mean, it's my kind of thing. I love that especially for lunch, because you just pick up a little bit and then you go, oh man, they got my favorite, the ham and cheese, the rolls.
Oh yeah,
like the Hawaiian rolls, ham and cheese. Oh my goodness, yeah, it's really, they do it upright.
Yeah,
and you can be Phil's guest.
That's exactly right.
Yes, and yep. You have so much out here. You got the trees. You got some really fresh Christmas trees that are sitting in water, ready for you to take home, and they're gorgeous shapes on them, and the poinsettia has hundreds of them here to choose from, amaryllis. Really a neat discussion this morning about Christmas cactus and Thanksgiving cactus.
Right. And before we go, I would love to just thank all of my people that have helped me, and Dan and Veronica and Goya and all the people that are coming in to help with the trees, and I could not do it without all these people coming in and helping me. And then last night, when I didn't know if I was going to be here today or not, I was like, I just looked at everybody and I was like, y'all got it. And I knew everything was going to be fine.
Well.
I knew everything was going to be fine.
Yeah.
So it was all good, and we're doing
good
well.
To your people. Come on, Phil. That's exactly why.
Yeah,
we all know, those of us who've had people employed over the years know what it's all about.
Yep.
If you're good to them, they'll be good to you.
Yep. You got to support your people. I mean, because they're your family.
Well, that is. This is kind of a village anyway.
It is, and we spend all this time together. It's great. Yeah. So I want to wish everybody a safe Christmas, and just have a peaceful time as much as you can, and be safe on the roads and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's not too late to plant pansies, by the way.
It's not, is it?
No.
They kind of like cool weather, don't they?
They do. The ones that are planted, if you go by the Harris Teeter and Craft Shopping Center up here, that guy plants his pansies. He planted them about 2 weeks ago, and they do the best of any pansies every year.
Wow. If you can learn how to mound the soil up and plant the pansies, they like
so they don't get too wet, right?
Just like Daphne's.
But thank everybody. Yeah. Appreciate everything.
Yeah.
Well, Phil, you're the best girl.
You are. And thank you for inviting us.
Everybody, come on out here now.
Yeah.
It's a wonderland.
Yeah, it is.
Got a lot of food.
And Santa. You forgot Santa, Phil.
Don't forget Santa.
She's right there.
That's right.
He's a good looking man.
He is decked out.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah. So we're glad, and all of our longtime listeners, we had several come out today.
It's become like a homecoming or something.
It is. It's quite often like that. I don't know how much time we have left. We have a couple of minutes, we have 1 minute. So how would we like to spend this 1 minute?
3 minutes.
Just 1 minute, John. Don't go overboard. We just got 1 minute.
I would just like to thank everybody for all the support that they have given Campbell Road Nursery and just to have like a good rest of the year and a great 26.
Yes, indeed. Continue listening to The Weekend Gardener.
And take care of
yourself.
That's
how I spend. I don't know what I would do if I was not spending my Saturday mornings with all of you folks. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for having us out.
How about Cliff Joyner?
Cliff Joyner, real quick.
Whoa.
You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have. Amen.
There you go.
Dr. Patrick McMillan, we will see you December 20th. Thank you for coming out here. Ms. Phil, Brother Rufus, Nelsa, thank you. Cheryl. We've got Big John. Thank you, Dave. Shane. Everybody. Yeah. Wendell. Sweet Melissa, too. Well, we'll see you next week on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. You can join us out at the State Farmers Market next week.